I'm looking for a correlation, preacher. I'm trying to find out what it is that hell and not being my option got to do with Jesus being the good shepherd. Well, I tell you, there's some strong implications in this text. There's some strong implications in this text. Because those that will see heaven, they're going to do two things. And it's right in that text. They're going to hear and they're going to follow. They're going to hear and they're going to follow. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and they what?
Follow.
Oh, say it like you mean it. My sheep hear my voice, and they what?
Follow.
They follow. And that's what it's going to take to get a hell no in your spirit. Hell no. Hell is not optional for me. It ain't optional for me. Now, I can't speak for you, but hell is not an option for me. And that's why I wanted to punch you in your face with it. Hell no!
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
Do you know how terrible that place is?
Oh, God.
It's a if you could imagine your absolute worst day here, you still don't know what hell's like.
Oh, my God.
If you can't imagine what it would be like, if I could share with you something, when I was about, I guess I was about 15 years old, and I was hanging out in the hood. It was fun hanging out in the hood. Anybody ever hung out in the hood before?
Okay.
I was ghetto boy. But anyway, I was hanging out, and all of a sudden, I heard this loud boom. It's a loud boom. And it was like a block away. You know, we all ran down, you know, there's no other way to run, trying to find out what's going on. And what I saw struck me. It happened when I was 15, I still remember the day like it was yesterday. And what happened was there was a gas explosion in this elderly woman's house. And she almost made it out. Almost. And what really struck me and it scarred in my mind was her leg. She was obviously on her back and her leg was up and she was charred. Burned alive. Burned alive. Almost made it out. But that fire, that explosion exploded so it was so powerful, it knocked her down and burned her right at the door. You hear what I'm talking about? The door. She was almost out the door. But she didn't make it. And I come to tell somebody this morning that don't let it be you. Don't get close to the door and not make it.
Good God.
Don't get close to the door. She says, I am the door. I'm the door.
God.
Don't get so close to the door and then you don't make it, church.
God.
Hell ought not to be your option. And it certainly isn't mine.
It is not mine.
Lord have mercy. It is not mine. Now I want to share with you two more powerful accounts about some experiences some people had dealing with hell. One of them is about a man who was a self-declared atheist. And the other one was about somebody that believed in God. We had no atheists in here, do we?
Okay.
We got some people that believe in God, right?
Amen.
So there's something in here for you, too. Amen. The first one is a man by the name of Dr. Rollins. He was a doctor. He was an educated man. He was a smart man, so to speak. Dr. Maurice Rollins, I'm going to read this. This is a medical MD, he's a cardiologist, and a professor of medicine at the University of Tennessee College, Chattanooga. He was a devout atheist, one who considered all religion hocus pocus. To him, death was nothing more than a painless extinction. But in 1977, Rollins was resuscitating a man who came back from the edge of death. The man was terrified and screaming, Rollins wrote. Each time he came back and had a heartbeat and respiration was restored to his body, he screamed, I'm in hell!
My God.
was terrified, Dr. Rollins recalls, and he pleaded with me to help him. And he says to himself, I was scared to death. Then I noticed a genuinely alarmed look on his face. He had a terrified look, worse than any expression I've ever seen in death. This patient had a grotesque grimace expressing sheer horror. His pupils were dilated, and he was perspiring and trembling. He looked as if the hair on his head was on edge. There are many stories of near-death experience in which people report moving down a peaceful tunnel, put a beautiful light. But Dr. Rollins' research, which appeared in Omni magazine, demonstrated that about 50% of near-death victims report seeing lakes of fire, devil-like figures, and other sights reflecting the darkness of hell. Just listening to this patient changed my whole life, said Dr. Rollins. Changed his life. Through these experiences, Dr. Rollins, their life after death, and if, oh my God, this is powerful. This is powerful what Dr. Rollins said. Catch this. There is a life after death. There is a life after death. And if I don't know, he's talking about himself, and I'm talking to somebody here this morning. And if I don't know where I'm going, if I do not know where I am going, catch these words, it is not safe to die.
Amen.
If I don't know where I'm going when I lose my last breath, it's not safe for me to die. It's not safe because hell is real.
It's real.
Hell is getting bigger for folks that don't know where they're going. If you don't know where you're going, can I tell you where you're going? You're going to hell.
That's right.
If you don't know where you're going as you sit this morning, you are going
to hell.
To hell. If you don't know. But if you don't know, then you haven't been listening. If you don't know, then obviously you haven't been following. Oh, it has rich implications, the text that we read this morning. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. A stranger will they not follow. They're not going to hear the voice of a stranger. Am I talking to anybody this morning? I know it's kind of quiet. I know it's not a jump up and down, but this is a message that if you hear it today, it will save your soul from hell. It'll save your soul from hell. Jumping up and down won't save your soul.
That's right. That's right. Preach, preach.
That's right.
Won't save your soul from hell.
Preach, preach.
Hallelujah!
Preach, preach.
Won't save your soul from hell. The only thing that will save your soul from hell is hearing his voice and following his steps. Oh, I wish I was talking to somebody that knows what
it is. Hallelujah!
So follow and trust God. I came to talk to you about hell, no.
Right.
Hell not ought to be your option.
That's right.
But it will be if you're not listening and if you're not following. If you're not listening and you're not following Jesus.
My God, my God.
Can I keep on?
Yes, yes.
Got another individual. This one, believe God. We got something in common with this one. Last guy was an atheist. This guy, he believed God, but praise God that doctor became a Christian.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That thing scared the hell right out of him. Scared the hell right out of him.
Yeah.
I wish there was somebody to get the hell scared out of him today.
Yes.
Right. Today.
Right. Yes.
Get hell out your system today.
Right.
Get it out. Yes. Hell no. Hell is not for me, and it's not for you. Man by the name of Carl Steiner, he was fascinated by volcanoes. And going against the advice of his guy, went against the advice of his guy. Hold on to that. He ventured to the edge of an active volcano while visiting Mount Hekla in Iceland. The volcano was showing every sign of erupting. and his thigh leaned over the edge to get a better look. The earth grumbled and quaked, throwing him forward. He fell into the crater, his feet, by the grace of God, lodging themselves in blocks of lava. And he hung there, suspended over the fiery gulf. He laid a roast. Oh, the horrors of that awful realization. There I was, over the mouth of a black and heated abyss. I was held suspended, helpless, and a conscious prisoner. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Hanging by your feet, looking down into the abyss of a real hell, a physical hell, not spiritual, a physical hell, thinking of what it would be like if my feet just let loose and I fall head first into this boiling hell. Screaming for help. Why? Because he was in a situation that he couldn't get out of. He was in a circumstance that he could not change. Oh, there's some of you here today that if you understood where you were right now, you would be screaming, help!
My God.
Help, Lord! I don't know how to get out of my circumstance. Help! Help, Lord! I don't know how to get out of my situation. Help! Help, Lord! I don't know how to stop sleeping with all these women. Help! Help, Lord! I don't know how to quit cheating on my income tax. Help! Help, Lord! Help!
Good God Almighty.
Help! That's where it was at, church. That's where it was. For the love of God, help, I shrieked in the very agony of my despair. I had nothing to rely upon but the mercy of God. And I prayed to God as I had never prayed before. Oh, when you realize how close you are to hell, you will pray. You may have never prayed before, but when you're in the face of death, there's something inside of you that wants to live. There's something in you that wants to live. It doesn't want to die. It doesn't want to die a terrible, horrible, and painful death. Something God has placed in you, it wants to live.
Yes.
It wants to live. It's the soul that God put in you. It wants to live. It doesn't want to die. That's why you don't want to die. I can talk, I can ask each everybody, how many of you are ready to die? Nobody wants to die. We enjoy life. Now, we do want to make it to heaven, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
We want to make it to heaven.
Yeah.
And we don't mind dying if I'm stepping straight into heaven's door. Amen?
Amen.
But if you don't know, if you don't know where you're going, death is a scary place. Because you don't know what's on the other side. This guy knew that, man, I got to pray right now because this is hell I'm about to fall into. This is hell I'm getting ready to fall into. His terrified pleas were answered by his guide. His guide, risking his own life, scrambled to rescue him, shouting. Here's the shout. Here's the shout. I warned you. The guy said, I warned you. Now I got to risk my life to come and get you. I warned you. I warned you. You didn't have to get close to that as hell as you got. I'm warning you. I'm warning somebody today. You need to get away from hell in your life. I'm warning you. Stop sinning like it's no tomorrow. I'm warning you. I'm warning you. Hell is real.
That's right.
It's real. I'm warning you. You can't say after the day, no one ever told me hell was real. No one ever told me one day if I don't live right, hell might be my home. No one ever told somebody's telling, I'm warning you, church. I'm warning myself. Hell is real.
That's right.
And we ought not to live like it's not. We ought not to live like hell isn't real. Mm. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today.
Right.
Yes. Look at your neighbor and say today.
Today.
That's right.
Today.
Today.
That's right. Hell ought not to be your option.
That's right.
Today. Hell ought not to be your option tomorrow.
Mm.
Hell ought not to be your option ever.
No Jesus.
And only you can only say that if you're a sheep.
Mm.
That's right.
You hear his voice and you follow. Mm. You hear his voice, you follow.
Mm-hmm.
You hear his voice, you follow.
Yes.
I warned you, he said. And Carl said, you did. But forgive me and save me because I'm perishing. Forgive me.
Mm.
Save me.
Yes.
I perish.
Mm.
Forgive me. Save me. I perish. That's the good news, sir. Mm. Forgive me.
Yes.
Save me. I perish. If you don't know Jesus to be your Lord, say, you ought to get that in your spirit. Forgive me. Save me. I'm perishing.
Yes.
Forgive me, God.
Yes.
Save me, God. I'm perishing.
Mm.
You know what God says? So he says, it's not my will. It's not my will,
Jesus,
that any should perish.
Jesus, yes.
That's the good news for you today, church. It's not God's will. God won't allow you to perish if you hear his voice.
Yes.
And you follow.
Yes.
Hell will not be your option.
Mm.
If you're hearing and you follow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hearing and you follow.
Mm.